We're basically like health goths now.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
We're just drinking tea and expensive apple juice.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I love that one. Martinelli's or something. Yeah.
It's the jam.
Yeah. That's great.
No other apple juice passes my lips.
That's good. Because juice box is just like corn syrup and flavor.
Yeah, and sugar.
Gotta love a sugar. Yeah, I got one of those really pretentious fellow kettles for my coffee.
What the fuck is that?
For pour over coffee. It basically
is. Fuck with that.
Yeah, I know. It's asinine. It's just ridiculous. It's dumb. There's no reason. It takes me like 5 minutes to make one fucking cup of coffee. Because you gotta grind the beans.
You have to clean it up. Oh, fuck grinding beans. Like, we got like the whole bean coffee on accident a bunch of times, and you gotta fucking grind the whole thing in these tiny little fucking grinders, and it's so loud, mm-hmm. and it just makes me furious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I do with my mornings these days. So I live in the woods and make five minute cups of coffee. The pour over method.
Health goths, man.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Mikey. Hi. What's up? What you doing?
He just pooed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the family poo room. Oh, is he going somewhere? Where is he going?
Yeah, he's working. Go make that money. He doesn't know. He never knows.
That's fair.
He just shows up.
The amount of trust it takes for Mike to just have his job. Like, I just feel like as like women, you can't do that. You can't have that sense of like just. I'm just going to go somewhere and meet some people and we'll see what happens on this like 7-day gig, you know, just like, I can't imagine it. I just the lack of control that you have nothing. You're just part of the scenery.
Yes.
When you're a crew.
He knows what gear he needs to bring and what time he needs to be there.
That's good.
And that's basically it.
Yeah. I don't know. I could never do it. I would never want to do it.
Meanwhile, I'm like, who am I working for? What is this project for? When is the timeline? When am I getting paid?
LinkedIn. Maybe it's LinkedIn. Need to see.
Yeah. I'm gonna do some quick background checks.
Right. Yeah. No, I know. I know. It's interesting. I don't necessarily understand like corporate culture.
That's the fucking worst.
I feel like it is just the most tedious thing in the entire world. So if I had to choose between the two, I would go definitely down Death Valley on Mike's level. Because I don't think I could do it.
Thunderdome.
You know, I couldn't do it. I worked in retail for so long, and the amount of just like incessant morons that are just like the higher ups that you have to listen to. Yes. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, man.
No, it's fucking insane.
I work for myself. Anywho, this banana.
Mike, what are you doing? Sorry, he's like opening all these little tins and things.
Oh, cool. Like,
it's like the noisiest little kid stuff that you can possibly do.
It's beans on steroids.
He's big beans.
Big beans.
Oh, Jesus.
Where is beans?
I don't know. He's hiding, and let's keep it that way.
Okay. All right. This is the first time we've done this in the middle of the day, which, I mean, we've done early before, but not like noon.
Look at us. It's spooky season, Meg.
I know. It is spooky season. We have, this will be the second one, I think, in October.
Right. Yeah.
So technically, it kind of already started.
Right.
The release of the recording.
Now we're knee deep in spooky season.
Right. Exactly.
We're in the fucking shit. Well, today we're going to talk about Pumpkinhead, the original Pumpkinhead from 1988, and Trick or Treat from 2007. So,
which,
like,
we both hadn't seen, right?
I have seen Trick or Treat.
Oh, okay.
I'd only seen half of Pumpkinhead, and then I'm pretty sure I fell asleep. But like ages and ages ago.
That's the right response, I think.
But yeah, two pumpkin adjacent films for us to chat about.
Mm-hmm. I had seen, obviously, Pumpkinhead on some platform or, right, like channel growing up.
Some like, plane of your existence.
Somewhere, some familiarities peeking through. But Trick or Treat, I hadn't seen. I'd seen like bits and pieces of it because it's always like playing at like a Halloween party.
Or yes,
like
it is a
somewhere perfect, in a bar.
Yeah, like perfect background mm-hmm. Halloween fair.
Yeah. And I went into did I tell you this? I went into a Spirit earlier because there's, you know, they're popping up everywhere now.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one in the shopping center the nearest to us. Uh-huh. And I went in and I got the coolest shirts, just like t-shirts uh-huh. to wear. You know, you've probably seen them like, you know, let's hex let's play a hex or something like that. And it's the children like kind of holding hands around the circle.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's summon a demon or something.
There you go. Summon a demon. Uh-huh. I don't know the brand name, but they had a bunch of those. But I got a Candyman shirt of a girl looking in there with a hook in the thing.
Nice.
The mirror. And then I also got a Bloody Mary one.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's
so
dope.
I am ripe with it. And I also got these like pumpkin tie-up shirts. You know, those like crop-toppy shirts, button-ups.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a Halloween one, and then I got a Jason mask one.
Ooh.
So, like, when I wear a skirt, it's kind of, like,
that's
really
so
fun.
That's so cute.
It is very cute. And I did not know that Spirit, like, does that. I thought it was just, like, shitty costumes and, like, last-minute glitter, you know, like.
Last-minute glitter.
You know, I always go to fucking Spirit.
Perfect name for, like. Like a 80s cover band. Last Minute Glitter.
Yeah. And they only perform once a year, and that's four Halloween parties.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Ooh. I wish I were like even remotely musically talented. Mm-hmm. We'll get that going.
Yeah. Put it out there, guys. Yeah. Rob's looking for a band. He's like trolling on like Craigslist and stuff. He's already found a couple that were he considered reaching out, but then he did like a hard, like deep soul look.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I want to be able to like have fun.
Yeah, no, I feel like finding a band on Craigslist is probably a bad idea.
Well, it can be fun if everyone's of the same like talent level or close to it and commitment level.
Right. Mindset, attitude, the whole nine.
You know, it's kind of like intramural sports. Like you can't.
You're going
like
to have to explain this to me.
Like sometimes you join like a fun kickball league because you just want to have like a social event to like drink around. But gotcha. Then you show up and they're like real serious about it.
Gross. No, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And they're like trying to get to playoffs and then all of a sudden it's not fun.
No, I mean, none of that sounds fun for me anyway.
Really? You don't like kickball? Kickball is a lot of fun. I was a jock, obviously, wearing my World Series shirt from 2001.
It's so funny to think of you as a jock. I don't know why. Because, like, I never knew you in that context, like, at all. Not that, like,
yeah.
I mean, you just,
I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I totally get it. I only wore like sweatshirts and jeans my whole high school. I didn't like dress up.
Right.
Didn't wear makeup. Didn't have like any interest in any of that. Just wanted to like play hard. You know?
I mean, I was a tomboy too, but I just like wanted to smoke pot.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd say around like my junior year that got like real boring and sure. I was like, I'm not going to go to college and play softball. Like right. I don't want to continue this charade. Right. Like,
you know, just something you like happen to be good at.
Yeah.
And, you know, perpetuated because of that. But
totally,
not something like you were like fucking passionate about.
No, no. I had no interest in that. And so like, yeah. So then I like hung out with like this girl who like dropped out.
Yeah.
And like she lived down the street and we just like smoked cigarettes and like listened to Incubus and like, you know, drew in our sketchbooks.
I can't tell you like how accurate that was to my
You know?
Oh my God.
You know?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And like her mom would like occasionally come in and be like, stop fucking smoking in the house. And you know, but then she'd never follow through.
Yeah.
you know? Right. So she just like let her do whatever the fuck she wanted, which is different than my house. I had a strict ass fucking house.
Yeah.
Strict.
I know. So. I almost died once because I drank myself to the brink of death. And after that, my mom would make me like sit next to her for a while when I came home and like fucking make sure I wasn't drinking. She would smell my breath, but like, you can cover that. But then she made me like have a conversation with her to like make sure I was like coherent and shit.
It was wild. That's fucking torture.
Yeah, it was awful.
Did you ever get like, did you ever have to go through that like fucking high or drunk or something?
One time. I don't even know. No, I'm not even going to tell you.
Yeah, I can tell. Tell me off air.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Tell me later.
I'll tell you later. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I mean, there's just like, I don't know what it's like to be a teenager now.
God, it must be fucking awful.
Like with social media and the way, because like even with AIM coming up, like, you know, one of my favorite Pen 15 episodes is when they're picking out their screen names.
Yes. What was it? Cool Fly Guy Miami or Fly Miami Bro?
Yeah. It was like Diaper Mess or something like that. It was Maya's. Oh, God. I think we've talked about that before. But yeah, like that was like too much rejection.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. Like, I mean, I was not a cool kid. I got fucking mercifully like made fun of like 1 year in particular. I probably would have been dead. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, I had a lot of stuff too with the bullying and like, I mean, although like I was bigger than like everybody for most of, and then like when people like caught up in like junior year or something, then it was like, oh, she's just like the weirdo sports lesbian, like, which, and then no one would date me. And I was like, no, but really I like penises, you know? So I started dating. So I fucked around with this girl, and then I started dating people that I met at my job at the dry cleaners in the plaza.
Right, because you also worked at a dry cleaners.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I got out in my junior summer year. Well, between junior year and, was it senior year? Yeah.
Right.
That's how I met new people.
I loved my job at the dry cleaners. That was like my favorite job I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. It was so chill. I would find some money in the pocket sometimes. Yes. You know? Like a little something.
Oh my God. I know. It was,
I don't know, that 50 bucks.
So much fun. Mm-hmm. And like you only like occasionally got like really gross like items of clothing, you know?
Yeah. And I didn't work in the fucking stain department in the back. There was some woman who was just like chain smoking like they weren't even like brand name cigarettes. They were like the ones that were like mixed with sawdust on the bottom shelf. Like old man's gold or something like that. And like old a red pack. Gold. Unfiltered, just stirring chemicals and taking out stains and stuff. And she's like, you want to come back here and smoke a cigarette? That was like one of the first times I had a cigarette too.
That's fucking incredible. Almost you just started like all the way in the deep end. Not like cloves or anything like that. You're just like, give me this sawdust pipe.
Yeah, man. They were some like tough ass broads. I loved them. They were so, and they were like so motherly. Yeah. They'd like look out for you and be like, don't fucking talk to that guy at Subway. Don't. Just don't.
I mean, that's a good rule just like in general. For any
He's
Subway.
Got a 3-year-old. You're 15. Okay.
You didn't listen to that advice, did you?
I did it. I did. Just a peek. Just a peek through the many layered onions of my childhood.
All right. You want to jump into Pumpkinhead?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of
our childhood. Talk about,
I remember Pumpkinhead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Being on the TV and whatever.
Yeah. I also like distinctly remember the posters for Pumpkinhead in like our Blockbuster and shit. And like we had like a budget kind of VHS rental spot like right around the corner. that eventually became a Cheap John's.
A Cheap John's? What's that?
It was like a dollar store kind of a thing.
Oh, wow. That almost sounds racist.
I know.
Like, it's a Cheap John's.
Yeah.
Like, really contentious story.
Yeah. So I distinctly remember like the poster for Pumpkinhead hanging up there and like kind of scaring me when I was little. All right. You want a little bit of background?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't have a ton. Okay. We said came out in 1988. And this was directed by Stan Winston in his directorial debut, which we know him kind of as like the special effects makeup guy. You know, he did the Terminator series. He did the first three Jurassic Parks, Aliens. First two Predator movies, Iron Man, Edward Scissorhands, Monster Squad. He helped out in The Thing. He is an Academy Award winner.
Yeah, this definitely has like Alien vibes. Oh, yeah. Like, this is like the step before Aliens, right? Aliens came out when? 89?
Alien came out before this.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I don't remember when Aliens came out.
Aliens.
Yeah.
One and two.
Aliens came out before this too. So that came out in 86.
Oh, wow. Did it really?
Yeah. I feel like they just like took the mold from it.
Yeah.
And just like made it nude colored, you know?
Yeah. And like slimier looking.
Yeah.
Although Alien is pretty slimy. It's like shiny black.
Yeah. Yeah. Alien is like a fine Cadillac, whereas like Pumpkinhead is like fucking like old Datsun.
Yeah.
Volkswagen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Ford Taurus.
Yeah, this is like the sedan of you know, Aliens.
I will say that's really the saving grace for me is the makeup here, because
really,
quite honestly, the storyline was just, I couldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
remember how boring I felt this movie was when
that
I was a kid.
That is so funny, because, you know, normally I'm like, all right, let's just get to the murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
that's
I liked
what I want.
These characters.
You like, did?
Yeah.
I mean, they were fine.
I think the acting was really good. You didn't think fucking Haggis the Witch was just like fucking ultra life goals with like her wiggly dancing owl?
I just want to show you what I drew here. The OG Night Hag is what it says on top.
Yes.
And I drew a little.
He already has.
See? I was this is going to be our fucking.
Poster child's?
No.
My mascot?
Mascot. Thank you. She's going to be our mascot.
Totally. Like, she's just fucking dope. Like, if I had to live in the woods, mm-hmm. I would live like Haggis. Like, just like go for it on a fucking swamp.
Mm-hmm.
With your little dancing baby owl.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. With a nice little fire pit.
Yeah.
And then you got like, you know, buried monsters all around you. You know?
The pumpkin patch and razorback holler.
Yeah. That. I think she was like the best part of this whole movie. Even with the you know, pumpkin head, like, I still think that she was the best part.
Yeah, I love the way that Pumpkinhead kills. He toys with them.
Yeah.
He'll keep you fucking alive for a real long time and just like wiggle you about by your head and like toss you up in some trees and shit like a cat. Like, he was kind of like a cat. You know?
I mean, definitely. Well, that was the whole point, right? Because he was getting revenge and it was like a revenge thing.
Right.
But one of the things I will say that I really loved, oh God, what's his name as the father?
Lance Henriksen.
Yes. He was amazing.
Yes.
He just had these faces that were paused for like really long and really up close.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like that mean face when the kid was like, hey, can I help? And he just paused and just stared at him.
You're like definitive scary neighbor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you don't want to knock a ball into Lance Henriksen's fucking backyard.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. As soon as the witch comes on, it picks back up and I'm like on board for it. But up until then, I'm just like, this is like a
fair
coming of age buddy comedy.
Fair. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. They definitely like lean into character development.
Sure.
But surprisingly enough, I was game for it. That little kid with the fucking glasses was so goddamn cute.
Yeah. And then he died.
The dog. He fucking died. He played a good dead kid.
Yeah. I didn't see any breathing or any, you know, like flickery eyes.
Yeah.
He just looked real tired.
Yes.
Maybe they waited until like 5 a.m. or something.
I don't understand why he didn't just immediately try and bring the kid to a hospital.
Well, yes, that. And also why the kids didn't like immediately run to the store after it happened and be like, hey, like.
They did. And there was no phone.
I missed that too.
I had to rewind. I was like, wait a minute. Surely they went to check for a phone.
Or even, well, because the guy, the dad was in the back. Wasn't he in the store?
He went up to his house to go get the feed.
Oh, see, I missed all that.
Yeah. And then it was a little whispery, mumbled nuance.
Got it. Yeah. I didn't pay that much attention to that. But yeah, no, I mean, as soon as she came on board, I was like, I'm going to draw this woman. She's going to be our mascot. We're going to need t-shirts. And then the rest of the movie got better.
Yes.
There was just a lot of mishmash in the beginning.
Yeah,
there.
Like the first 20 minutes are slow, admittedly. Yes. I was on board for it, but I could see how you might not be.
Yes. And there's so much sad harmonica in this whole, but the whole soundtrack's just sad harmonica. That was the other
That's
thing
the
that I
didn't
like.
That's the only instrument they have out there.
Oh,
just banjos and harmonicas.
Right.
And like half full jugs that you just blow across the top, you know?
Washboards with pennies. Yeah, I get it.
The spoons, just slap them underneath.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, I think music has a big, big influence on like the tone and the timbre of a movie. And I think that this was just like nailing home the wrong like detail.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't really notice it, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
But
you can only notice it in the most ridiculous times too.
Sure. Yeah. When I was doing my research for this, I came across there's a Pumpkinhead wiki, not like Wikipedia, but like its own like Pumpkinhead wiki. And there was this whole section on like a Pumpkinhead biography. And they have like Pumpkinhead's likes and dislikes. And his dislikes are crosses, religion, and God. And his likes are killing people.
Wow.
Like somebody sat there and was like, tick 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 tick, let's type this in real quick.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I feel like this is a cult movie that I don't get, or I didn't get into, you know?
Uh-huh. I also know there are some people that fucking love Pumpkinhead.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we were 2 years old, so it's not really like, you know, hitting our Jenny.
Right.
Right on the head. But
I mean, I like it. I'm not trying to say I don't like Pumpkinhead, but it doesn't like speak to me on like a deep level, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I completely agree. I appreciate, you know, like the special effects. I definitely appreciate the fact that Pumpkinhead has like a little willy.
Like okay, yeah. So there's like a strange genital situation. Like it's almost a Ken doll smooth, but like there's a slight bulge.
There's like a two little bumps.
Right.
Like, right. Yeah. And it's in the front.
Right. There's the suggestion of testicles.
Suggestion. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. It's just a little willy. That's
maybe
all
that's why
I
he's
can
so
think
mad.
Of. Maybe.
You know?
You got the shit end of the deal. Right there. He gets to kill when he's got a little penis.
Right. That was the trade he made with the devil. You can be, you know, an immortal vengeance seeking pumpkin god, but we have to take your dick. You can have tiny balls, but we're taking the dick. And he was just like, sure, man, let's fucking do it. Drop that shit off. Bury me in the ground. Summon me when you need me.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a deal with the devil.
Right?
Certified deal with the devil.
I think little baby pumpkin head, speaking of digging him up, is like kind of adorable.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Some claw hands, like little gaping maw.
Yeah, he looked like a newborn baby bird, kind of, with like no beak.
Yeah, very avian.
Yeah, it was real gross and weird. I definitely like that. And I like the kills. My favorite one was when she was like dangling from the top of that tree and then just fell on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that was pretty brutal.
And she's still kind of alive even after she's on the rock. And they keep the camera there. And like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite is when he shoves the gun through his that guy's torso. Like, he doesn't even bother shooting him. He just fucking impales him through the waist.
Yeah. That's the one way to use a gun.
Yeah.
One way.
Yeah.
One question, though, I didn't know why his eyes turned. Like, I knew that they were, like, magically or psychically linked, you know, because of the spell.
Yes.
But, like, why did his eyes turn all crazy?
So, I think, again, maybe if you dug deeper on the Pumpkinhead Wiki, you'd find different information.
Probably.
But I think, like, as it comes closer to, like, completing its job, you know, like exacting its entire revenge, it becomes the summoner. So like they start to like become one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lance Henriksen is now the new Pumpkinhead.
Got it. Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense then. Because I was just kind of like, whoa, those eyes are really cool. And the way that they did that, especially in the 80s, like, I don't know what was out there.
Yeah.
Atomically, optically, whatever.
They definitely had contacts, but they were probably, like, hard contacts.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Remember when that was a fucking thing?
Yeah, my mom used to have them because she had terrible eyes, terrible eyesight. And so she had to, like, wear them. She switched over when I was pretty young because they are apparently so uncomfortable
after
4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she used to have, like, this weird contraption, yet she had to, like, keep them in and, like, do all this crazy cleaning stuff to it. Just,
wild.
It is wild. God, science is great.
It is.
It really fucking is. I love science. What else
you got? One little deep tidbit for you.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love just because this guy is just the fucking best. Do you know who Dick Warlock is? I've talked about him on the show before.
Yeah, yeah.
So he did all the stunt choreography for this. And he was like the stunt coordinator. And he was the guy in the beginning that's like running away and trying to get into the house. Like the first person that you see killed by Pumpkinhead.
Oh,
that's Dick Warlock.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Kurt Russell's longtime stuntman.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed that like setup in the beginning of like this is like a folklore, a land folklore.
Yeah. People of the soil.
People of the soil. Yeah. I really liked that whole part of it. I wish that there were more the land is like spirited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cursed.
I know. Like, I think the lore behind it was really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's all kind of based on a poem by this guy named Ed Justin. I could read it to you, but I don't think you want me to.
No, that's fine. I can read it in my free time. For sure. Don't worry.
And, like, you hear the kids, like, kind of saying the beginning of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, like,
there's
this whole poem, and that's what they base the whole story on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of reminded me a little bit of like the Sleepy Hollow lore.
Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Love little Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's very cool. I like that. He did a great job of being real scared for like 5 minutes.
He's so good. And he was Mike Myers in Halloween too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He doesn't look tall enough, but maybe that was.
Maybe
just...
they put him on some like risers or something.
Oh, yeah. Stilts or something.
Shoot him from below.
Yeah.
And his website is dickwarlock.com, which is just like the best handle fucking ever.
Is that, did we go over this last time? Is this his real name?
No, it's not. His name is like Richard something or other.
Sure. Still a dick.
And then he went by Richard Warlock for a while. Like he's credited in this movie as Richard Warlock and then he's really not Dick Warlock.
Yeah. Why ruin it? Why try to fancy it up? Come on.
Let's call this what it is.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. Cool. What's your five words for this one?
Haggis the witch as goals.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's, yeah, she's the best.
I knew you were going to love her.
She's my favorite. The OG Night Hag.
Yeah, man.
Home of is too much, but the OG Night Hag. That's all you need to know. She's great. She's wonderful. She takes no shit. Truly. She tells you up front that this is a deal you're probably not going to want.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fine.
Sure. What did he say? He's like, the devil will something or other. What, like, in, I know she says in response, he already has. But what, yes. What does he say?
He says, like, basically, you know, go fuck yourself.
Or God damn you. God will damn you or something like that.
Yeah. Like, with the devil or something like that. God damn it. I can't remember. But it's the, may the devil curse you or something like that. And she goes,
He already has.
And she's just, like, smirking, like, about it. Like.
She's like, because my life is dope.
Yeah. So fuck you. That's fine.
Give me those gold coins and get the fuck out of here. But leave your child?
Yeah. Leave the child. Because what was the, I thought he was going to go to, like, resurrect him.
Yeah. But she said, she's like, no, I don't fucking do that.
So the next best thing, I guess.
Yeah. Pumpkin revenge.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Let's jump into Trick or Treat. So what did you think of this? Because you had never seen it before.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good. And I like the, what my favorite part about it is that when, and this is why I never really saw it, because it's always spoken about as an anthology.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. Like, sometimes those are, like, exhausting. Hard.
Yeah.
You know? Cause it's,
and I was thinking, we've never done one on the show before. Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. And I just love the way that the storyline kind of intertwined itself. Yeah. It wasn't perfect. Like, they're, you know, they did some, like, time jumpy stuff at the end and, like, did stuff before because, you know, trying to make it one solid movie.
Right.
Sure. But, like, and I didn't really love the ending. It was kind of like, like, it just
Yeah,
ended.
I think they should have just ended it. Like, they didn't need, like, the bus children to come back and haunt the bus driver. Although they were real cool. But, like, that was strange.
It was strange. But with all that said, I think it's, like, a 6-7 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd give this a solid 7.
Yeah.
Okay, so it came out in 2007. It was written and directed by Michael Dougherty, who did Krampus. Godzilla, King of Monsters. And he started out in animation and illustration. So you can kind of, like, see that vibe with, like, the whole comic book thread throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was produced by Bryan Singer, who's noted trash bag garbage person. Truly vile. And I just wanted to call out these people in particular. We had set decorator Rose Marie McSherry. Like, is this not, like, the most dream job just to create, like,
the Halloween house?
Just a whole fucking block of it. Oh, so much fun. Special effects coordinators Bob Comer and Dan Keeler. Special makeup effects by Bill Terrazakis and Shauna McGrath, and the werewolves by Tatopoulos Studios.
Yeah.
Great werewolf.
I was going to ask, like, how do you feel about this werewolf transformation?
I kind of liked it. I mean, I will give it, on the scale of werewolf transformations, a 7 out of 10.
Because,
pretty easy to just, like, rip off some fake skin and have, like, a hairy leg. But it was very effective. I thought it was good.
I thought it was gross.
Yeah.
And I remember there being, like, a scene that I saw in this somewhere, in a bar or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot that that was the thing. And I love Anna Paquin.
Yeah.
Like, she's great. Especially this was, like, I think right at the beginning of her doing True Blood.
And that would make sense, I guess, time-wise. Yeah.
But yeah, I was just really impressed by, like, the way that they told that storyline from beginning to end.
Yes.
Like, that one in particular, that was basically the thread that kept all of these other storylines kind of relevant. Was good. I wish that they ended on that instead of, like, circle back around and, like, tried to tell the neighbor story and then the other things.
I
even
understand.
Though they were good.
Yes, totally. I understand like wanting to end on Sam, which is like the little boy thing, which was actually a fucking little kid. And he wore like a full on animatronic foam, like rubber latex mask. And then on top of that, he would wear the burlap mask.
Yeah. Like,
that fucking he was only head 8 or 9 crazy. At the time. Aww. Apparently, like his parents said, he like never broke character at home, which is fucking terrifying.
Oh, no. Was he wearing the thing at home too?
I guess. I don't know, man.
Oh, God, I would no.
Be curious if that kid is an actual serial killer now.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like the hubris of a 9-year-old method actor. I know. Like who's that? Like that sounds like a parenting problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, let's revisit this. You know, I don't know.
You know, there's commitment and then there's this.
Yeah, yeah. Then there's like dangerous behavior.
Yeah, exactly. But that's cool. I mean, I loved his little face. I loved his little like weird mouthy thing. I think I drew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like this little.
He looked like Baby Pumpkinhead, kind of. You know?
He did. Yeah, I really like that character.
Tell me if you went to this. So in 2017, there was a trick or treat themed scare zone that was added to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. Mm-hmm. And then they had a haunted house of it. Did you go to that?
I did not.
That sounds so fucking dope.
I know. I wish I did go to those things. The problem
Does it still
was,
exist?
No, I think it was just for, you know how they do the like all of September or all of October, they do the after hours thing. I think it was part of one of those, not like a permanent thing.
Okay. Damn.
But yeah, maybe I wasn't living down there yet, actually. No, I had just moved down there.
This was in 2017, so you were already gone.
Oh, I thought you said 2007.
No, that's when the movie came out. Apparently, yeah. like a 10-year anniversary for this movie.
Got it. Yes. No, I never went to that. I just, like, the thing is that, like, I would love to go, but Rob hates being scared. Like, like, and he gets scared me, like, walking into the kitchen. he knows I'm home. And I'm just walking into the kitchen and he's just not facing me.
Yeah.
So, and then he jumps and then he gets mad at me.
And I get that. I'm very jumpy too. Like,
yeah,
I can watch, you know, horror movies until the cows come home, but like haunted houses like scare me on a very deep level.
Oh, like a visceral level. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I completely agree. I don't mind haunted houses, but I don't like other people in the haunted houses.
Yeah, don't touch me. I don't want to be touched.
Yeah, I don't want to be touched. I don't want to like feel like people are like closing in around me.
Yeah.
Like, or in like, the complete dark without knowing where I am, because that freaks me the fuck out.
Because that's kind of claustrophobic, yeah.
Yes, I hate it.
Yeah, I think like the only people that like mind getting like touched in haunted houses are men, because that is just that's not something that is fun for women. And I'm not talking grope. I'm talking like
just
don't
tapped.
Fucking touch me. Yeah,
yeah. Like brushing of even my hair or something. You know, like don't. I went into one year and they like touched my hair and like pulled it up and like. You know, and like dragged whatever nail crap they were wearing around my neck. I was
absolutely
just like,
not.
What if I would have like jerked away and then
that's
ripped
be
my fucking neck?
Like dangerous for them too. Cause like I feel like kind of like knee jerk reactions are very
it's
like
punching
violent.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I would love to, you know, go to those things. But Rob's not into them and he doesn't want to do it. So,
well, we can go sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, when it's not like a fucking war zone.
Yeah, I'm not giving Florida any of my money right now. So
no, exactly. I know. My dad was super bummed too because we were going to go see him like either before or after you guys left just for like a couple days. And he's like, well, you know, it's not bad in this area. And I was like, Dad, I looked up at your zip code and it's like 90% of ICU beds are taken right now. So
that's a bad sign.
That's like a lot.
Yeah,
we're not gonna do that. So yeah, but one of these days,
yeah,
maybe they'll make a comeback, because you know what, it's I also saw it. Spirit is like the temperature of what the month is gonna be, apparently, because there's tons of trick-or-treat like costumes and I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing like a lot of pushing of this movie in particular.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seen. I even thought like the first, like just the opening. So like there's technically like four stories and then there's an opening and a closing.
Right.
But the opening with Leslie Bibb, who is just like the fucking cutest and I love her. When she's starting to like clean up the yard and she gets murdered.
Oh yeah. Which whose mom would be fucking mad that you had Halloween decorations out the day after Halloween because she's coming over early?
My mom wouldn't get mad, but she would 100% be the person that cleans up her yard like on Halloween night. Like,
no, I was going to say, 100%. I wrote down who fucking does that.
My mother would. She doesn't, but she would.
Listen, I'm somebody who like integrates my Halloween into my Christmas decor.
No.
You know, like I'm not.
Tree comes down exactly 7 days after Christmas.
Really? Like,
oh yeah.
Oh man.
Fucking vacuum everywhere. Like no. My mom would 100% do that.
Aww.
Yeah.
I like to drag it all out. It's like my favorite time of year. I'm not religious, and I, you know, obviously Halloween is, if I had one, it would definitely be Halloween, just in general would be my religion. But, like, I like to drag it out until, like, mid-January, because then after that, it's so boring. Like, end of January, February, March.
There's nothing to look forward to until, like, summer.
Lame.
Yeah.
I know. I wish I had, like, something big in March that, you know, right. When you were in school, it was like spring break.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of, did you very strongly identify with Rhonda? Because like she is me at parties.
Rhonda is Anna Paquin?
No, she's the little girl who's dressed up as a witch with the glasses and the school bus massacre one.
Yes. The girl who's on the spectrum or something is what they said, something like
super fucked up and it's totally offensive and does not age well,
right? Exactly. No, but yes, I absolutely, she was like, and I love that she was like basically like fuck you at the end. Yeah, no, she was also kind of spooky, right?
Yeah, she was like, she was talking to that kid and he was like, oh, so you're really into Halloween, and she just like goes into this whole fucking explanation about like the origin of Halloween and like how it's about human sacrifice and shit. And then she's just like, I like your eye patch.
Yeah. And she pronounced Samhain correctly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of Samhain however. What was that movie? Is it a Halloween or the original Halloween where they called Samhain Samhain?
Probably. Yeah.
What's one of those older ones where they just like pronounced it phonetically looking at it? I mean, it's one of those things that's like, regional.
Gaelic?
I think it's Gaelic or it's Welsh or something.
Okay,
I'm not 100% sure, but it's one of those.
Which is just like nonsensical. Like, let's be fucking honest.
Yes. It's just like lots of vowels, you know, like.
Completely.
Yeah. But I think it's like one of those like Euro gyro like pronunciations thing. Like everybody's got their regional dialect around like what the hell it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the witchy.
Yeah.
The witchy,
and she just like let those kids get like physically torn apart.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It's just like, bye.
Later. Well,
which I loved.
They deserved it, man. That was
I'm glad that she didn't even like attempt to help like the one like kind of nice guy. No, fuck you. You were in on this bullshit.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Nope. Just let him get fucking torn apart.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The one thing I did she come out? I was so confused. So you know the neighbor who's played by what's his name? I love him, that actor.
Which neighbor? The principal or the other guy? The old guy.
The old guy.
Brian Cox?
Yes, thank you, Brian Cox. I fucking love Brian Cox.
Do you?
He was like, he's just like that neighbor. We all know who that neighbor is.
Oh, yeah.
He's just fucking hates everyone.
Yep.
I just love him. He's just so great. But he came out and there were all those pumpkins outside, like lit up and stuff that were decorated, and he got pissed off. Didn't Rhonda come out of that house too?
No.
I thought she came out of there.
Those were all of her pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
That they like then used as like an offering, you know, and then they ended up in front of that guy's house.
Oh, okay.
But she's not like from part of his family.
I see. Okay. Yeah. That was confusing to me because I thought, like, when that scene happened, I think that was towards the end, and then Sam was in there. And so I was like, is Rhonda Sam? Like, did she turn into him?
No.
So I got a little confused.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good to know. I was just saying, like, it's kind of like things like that where the timeline gets a little fuzzy, and that's where
right.
It kind of, like,
yeah,
works
it's not
against itself.
Terribly clear.
Yeah,
I liked how, like, the kind of, like, twists, the little surprises. Again, I never see anything fucking coming, but, like, I did not see, like, you know, the werewolf timeline happening. Like,
yeah.
I just thought, like, oh yeah. My god, why are these girls, like, fucking trying to get dates and shit? This is, like, fucking insane. And first of all, you do not go to, like, news cameraman for, like, a good time, you know?
No, you don't do that. They don't. They're on the clock.
Yeah. But I loved, like, that turn. And again, remember when this came out? This came out in 2007. And, like, you know, that was right when fucking, we always go back to this, My Bloody Valentine 3D came out. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this was not the kind of narrative that was going on.
Right.
So I really love that turn.
Yeah.
I think, like, the principal training his fucking son to be a murderer was real creepy.
Yep. Although that kid was fucking so annoying.
Oh my god, when he called Charlie Brown an asshole?
Fucking hate
that.
That
was some truly excellent, like, bloody vomit.
Oh, yeah. That was
apparently
so
they put
gross.
Like, they had gallons of, like, fake, real, like, or edible fake blood, and they mixed, like, chocolate and, like, actual chunks in it.
Ew.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
It was so gross. I didn't like that part. I don't like stuff like
oh,
that.
You don't like vomit, right?
I don't like vomit. It made me sick afterwards, and I was, like, kind of sick for a little bit. I don't know why.
It's gnarly. Yeah. But I think he was having, like, some kind of, like, seizure or something.
I think so too. And that's when I, like, got really overwhelmed and started feeling. I was like, oh no, if something really terrible happens. Because they just, like, let him, like, go. I mean, he was with a couple friends walking
down the
street.
Yeah, but they were not, like, terribly concerned. I'm like,
no.
This guy needs to go to a hospital.
Right. Yeah. Especially because he, like, smacked his head down.
Oh, you heard it. It was like,
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't watch, like, that's something that is, like, I can watch people get fucking brutally murdered and, like,
physically torn apart.
Yeah. Physically torn apart and ghost stories and whatever on camera and TV, whatever. But I cannot see shit like that in person. I just, like, it just is too much.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know?
I think so, too.
If you were just like, fuck yeah.
Let's watch
a stranger vomit. Oh. That would be strange.
Oh, God. I think so. Yeah. I think I'd rather be this way than the other way.
Agreed.
But yeah, no, that was really good. The way that he, like, brought him in and the way that his head on the platter spinning at the end.
Yes,
that
was
awesome.
Great.
That was great. Loved it.
Yeah. Just, like, a lot of really good notes. Like, Leslie Bibb's, like, steaming corpse after he kills her is so good.
Yeah,
like,
that was good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. The whole fucking Kinder murder fucking vibe.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, the kills were really good in this. The makeup was really good. The special effects were great.
Yeah.
The pumpkin face was awesome. I thought that was really cool.
You know, it's hard to make a kid scary, but, like, they kind of rightfully, like, call back to, like, Pet Sematary with the whole, like, ankle slash and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's, like, one of the other scary kids other than, like, the Omen. But I think they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised this hasn't had a sequel yet, because this, you could 100% do a sequel, because it just needs to be on Halloween, basically.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know? It doesn't even have to be the same town or the same people or anything, and just go into the next timeline.
Yeah. Apparently there's been, like, talks for a while and, like, it might happen, but, like, I am shocked that this hasn't happened earlier.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why all of Spirit's selling all its merch to see how popular it is, like, you know, market test. See, you know, sure. Yeah. Why not?
I'll do it.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I know. This is what I think could use one or like deserves one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of the few.
Yeah. Totally. We need more like scary Halloween movies too, you know?
Yeah.
Like the agreed. Only.
We
the
can't just. Yeah.
Yeah. The franchise of Halloween is
yeah.
done, but like, let's do something else. Like
this. Exactly. I think this is a great like folly to that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Okay. So what's your, do you have five words?
Rhonda is me at parties. I even like looked like that when I was a kid, like except my glasses were less cool and my hair was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But that was basically the vibe.
Yeah, I've seen some photos of you. I could definitely agree with that for sure, for sure. Mine is cute murderous pumpkin face.
Love it, love it,
loved it. I love the yeah. little dude. He was so cute. I kind of want one, just like running around in my yard.
Parents need to fucking step up and make this a costume for a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they had a ton of them at the Spirit.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Bunch of little kid. This guy.
Spooky kid.
Spooky kids. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, please.
Pretty please with sugar on top.
Yeah. If you've never listened to us and you're now getting into spooky season and listening to movies, horror movie podcasts, because it's spooky season.
Right.
You know, write us a little review. Let us know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd you find us? What do you think?
How are you feeling today?
How are you feeling today? What kind of movies do you want? Make movie suggestions on
recommendation.
Yeah, our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you could do
at
it
the Night Hags.
At the Night Hags. Uh-huh. Or Twitter at the Night Hags.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what else? Did I cover it all?
I think that's it, man.
Oh, you can write us an email at the nighthags@gmail.com. Yeah.
Right.
If you want. But leave us a review because that actually helps a ton.
Yes. Please.
Cool. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.